one of the highlights of a baptism day is hearing a story of faith from the person who's been baptized, and it's going to be a highlight today. So, Jace, I'd like to hand over to you to share your testimony or your story of faith with us all.
Good morning, everyone. I was christened as a baby at a church back in 1970, and I didn't really have any dealing with the church until about 20 years later. My first contact with the church was with my fiancé when we got married in a Catholic church. About 20 years later, about 6 years ago, I was talking with my friend's parents, who are devout Baptists, and even though there was no pressure for me to believe certain things, I always noticed there was something special about the people in that house. That conversation started a curiosity about what it was all about. Little by little, Jesus was drawing me closer, and it was my best friend's father who said to me, "I think God is trying to get your attention." It seemed to me that God was trying to show me that he wanted to use me in his big plan. Later on, a friend of mine, Rachel, invited me to this church. This made me even more curious about church and God and whether I was ready to give it another go, thinking it would be like the Catholic Church. But God was throwing a party down the street, and I knocked on the door, and who should answer it but Jesus? I looked at my watch and I looked at Jesus and I said, "Sorry, I'm 40 years late." And Jesus said, "Jace," he calls me Jace because he's my best mate, "I don't work in tens of years, I work in tens of thousands of years and millions of years. Come in, there's plenty of bread and wine over there." I realised I had been thinking of God in human terms. But God is God. He is just so much more powerful than us. Anything is possible for God. Thinking back to when Rachel introduced me to this church 6 years ago, I didn't know how I could live my life without Jesus in it, without a compass. And in my life, Jesus is my compass that points me, he directs me, he guides me. To me, Jesus is love and patience. When I think about the love and patience Jesus has shown me through all these years, I think about the way I show love and patience to my own son, Bailey. It's the never-ending kind of love that you just keep on giving, even when you don't get anything in return. Baptism means renewal for me. I was baptised as a baby, but the fact is I was baptised as a baby doesn't mean much to me because the choice was never mine. I've decided to be baptised today because this time it's my own personal choice. It means that I've welcomed Jesus into my life and I've declared my love for him. And I want to become a faithful member of the church. I want to accept the grace and forgiveness of God and say that I have thrown out the old life and I am now living the new life. When I think about the forgiveness we receive in Jesus, I think about the children's toy called a Magna Doodle. The idea of the Magna Doodle reminds me that when we ask for forgiveness, God just wipes the slate clean. I once asked Megan, "What happens when I make a mess on it again next week?" And she replied, "He'll just clear it again." And I thought, isn't that cool? If I'm sincere, and you need to be sincere, Jesus just forgives us. Being baptised today is my act of acknowledging that my own slate has been wiped clean because of what Jesus has done for me in his death and in his resurrection. I get the chance to have my slate wiped clean and to start again. Some time ago, I changed my religion on my Facebook profile from saying atheist to Christian. And that has been one of shift in my mind but there has been so many other shifts and changes. For example, I can see how God has matured me in my relationship with my children and in the way I see my ex-wife, who I now include in my prayers when I pray each night. In recent times, I have also really been encouraged to be part of the new disciple community on Wednesdays at church. In the group, my voice is heard, we discuss the Bible, and in the process, many of my questions are answered. There is always something that is thought-provoking that I can go away with and think about and reflect on. Over this year, I feel like I have moved forward in small increments. I'm on a journey of faith. I guess you could say I'm a WIP, a work in progress, knowing that I am forgiven and loved by Jesus. I don't feel like I have to have everything together to be a Christian. I can just take my time and try to follow Jesus day by day. I have also enjoyed leading the Coffee and Chat ministry with Kate over the past couple of years. At Coffee and Chat, we try and create a place where people can come and ask questions and share in conversation, thank God, but in a relaxed way. As well as my baptism, I have also decided to become a member of the church today. Williamstown is my home, and I have this church, and I call this church home. But even though this is my church home now, I know it's not my final resting place. I love the words from the song, In Christ Alone, Till He Returns or Calls Me Home, Here in the Power of Christ I Stand. I encourage you today to think about how God has been working in your life in the same way as He has been working in my life. Maybe He's been wanting you to hear that He is calling your name and invite you to respond. I encourage you today to listen because I believe Jesus wants to encounter you and meet you. He is knocking at the door and He is just waiting you, wanting you to open the door.